This is a podcast from Patriots.com.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com.
Wow. And all this time, I thought Googling yourself meant the other thing.
Now, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, January 9th, 2009. Paul Perillo alongside myself, Andy Hart. Another roster report here at Patriots.com that will involve very little changes on the roster because we are in the quiet period here between the end of the season for teams that do not make the playoffs and those that are still playing. You can tell it's quiet because one New England head coach, Patriots coach Bill Belichick, was taking in the national title game last night in Florida where he saw his good friend Urban Meyer win a championship. Bill was with Mr. Kraft in the press box.
And he saw himself on the TV?
And got very excited when they showed him on TV. And very interesting sitting there with Mr. Kraft and his wife. So it was an interesting night for Bill's friend Urban Meyer. And it's been an interesting week for pretty much anyone who has Patriots attached to their resume. Once again, Scott Pioli remains in the limelight. The unlikelihood now that he will be going to the Cleveland Browns as the Browns hired Eric Mangini as their head coach. And appear to be going through some other front office candidates for the GM job. Pioli's still in the mix, reportedly, for Kansas City. And I say reportedly because there's been a lot of reports out there, Paul, from it's a done deal, it's not a done deal, they're still negotiating. One that made me laugh was they've offered him the job, but there's a couple sticking points, power and money. well, then what did you settle on? Where his office would be in the stadium? I mean, power and money in terms of a GM, what he's going to be paid and how much power he has.
Right.
That's kind of like a big deal, right?
Yeah. Well, I think you set it up properly, too, because it's really everything has been reported. I mean, he's been in. He's been out. It looked good early. He supposedly asked for too much. And, you know, he was back in the mix in Cleveland. He was out of the mix in Cleveland. He's now in the mix in Kansas City. Some people thought it was a done deal. But yet here we are on Friday now. And still, no definitive word. And we know that Scott was here in Foxborough yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if the interview process is over. I haven't talked to Scott. And I'm not really sure what direction that's going to go. Based on what we're hearing, Kansas City is still a strong possibility. And Cleveland would certainly be out of the picture at this point.
In terms of the reports, the thing I find most interesting is two guys in this business who probably receive more information than anybody. Adam Schefter of the NFL Network.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Paul Perillo and Andy Hart.
No. And Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com. And these guys are used to ranging from straight news all the way down through rumors. And they are amazed by how much information, rumors, reports, innuendo there is out there by this Scott Pioli situation. And it's very interesting. And a lot of it's based on zero knowledge, it seems, because by all reports, Clark Hunt has been as tight-lipped as anyone in his search for a GM, has been very Patriot-like in this search and not talking to the media, doing everything very hush-hush. And the Patriots, obviously, and Scott Pioli is not, you know, coming out and doing press conferences and interviews with anyone. So it's interesting where all this information is coming from, kind of, you know, in the information industry here, whether it's just friends, associates, people surmising from afar, other teams, all of that, putting pieces together. So it's an interesting story. It's also an interesting story with young Josh McDaniels, offensive coordinator, has interviewed a number of places and is reportedly going to be brought back for a second interview by the Denver Broncos. He's supposedly in St. Louis today interviewing with the Rams. Early next week could be re-interviewing with the Broncos. So it looks like he is, as reported, the front runner for that Broncos job. And as you said earlier, Paul, he must feel pretty good that he's going to get it because why would you go for a second interview if the first one didn't go well?
Yeah, I look at it all the way around. I don't think that you have a guy back for a second interview if you really weren't prepared to offer him a job, and I don't think you go on a second interview if you weren't prepared to take it if offered to you. So,
now, does that help him at all in other places? Like, say, for instance, today, he wows them in St. Louis.
Could.
Does the reports that there's a second have those people saying, well, if we want him, we can't let him leave this room. We need to offer him an extra $500,000 or a little more than this.
And right now.
Right.
Not, you know, shaking hands, thank you for your time.
I mean, we've heard lot of cases of that with free agents where the Patriots or other teams won't let a guy leave. They'll say, this is our offer. We want you more than you could ever imagine, but you can't leave the room. We want to get this done right now. I wonder if that could happen potentially with a guy who's a relatively hot commodity as a coach at this point.
I think it could, and I think that that might have something to do with why you're finding out that he is going on that second interview.
Right.
I think that's a great point that you raise, because I do think it puts a little pressure on the Rams if they're at all enamored with McDaniels and thinking about hiring him. You might not want to let him get on a plane and leave St. Louis and head to Denver.
Sticking with our roster report here on coaches and front office types, the Cleveland Browns are also reportedly going to be having Rob Ryan as a defensive coordinator when his contract runs out in Oakland. Brian Daboll, the quarterback's coach with the Jets under Mangini, is reportedly going to go to Cleveland as the offensive coordinator. And Romeo Crennel has decided to not remain in Cleveland in a secondary post, whether it be assistant head coach or whatever. So his name, I think, would be opened up to speculation that a potential return to New England as some sort of assistant head coach or one of those type roles. So it'll be interesting to see how his name pops up in the coming weeks.
And did you mention, out of all of those, the Dom Capers?
There were also reports that Dom Capers could, should Josh McDaniels get a job in Denver, be his choice as defensive coordinator, which I think makes a lot of sense.
Veteran,
because of Capers' resume.
Head coaching experience.
You know, there's been reports that the debate in Denver is defensive coach because we've struggled there for a while now and had such a bad defense last year, or offensive coach to keep rolling on that side of the ball. This is kind of the best of both worlds. You hire the young up-and-coming head coach, and you get the experienced defensive-minded coach who's been a twice head coach in this league, built franchises, built defenses, so you kind of get the best of both worlds. Should he leave, therein lies Romeo Crennel's
slot.
Well,
that's why I brought it up, yeah.
But right now, the issue is, you know those game shows where all the money is blowing up in the air and it's falling to the ground? That's what Patriots personnel is right now. Coaches, GMs, assistant coaches, they're all up in the air, and they haven't yet settled down into place at all.
And we're, you know, nearing the end of this podcast, and we haven't even brought up Matt Cassel.
So, yeah, we'll leave him for another week. As you wrote in your commentary, there's plenty of time to talk about Brady's knee, Cassel's trade value. But I do want to get into the roster a little bit and just go through a quick rundown before we leave here of the free agents to be. Now, that could change in the coming weeks before we get to the new league year, which I believe is March 1 again. Is that correct, Paul Perillo? Right around March 1.
End of February.
In the next month and a half, these guys could sign extensions with the Patriots, and I'm sure some of them will. But these are the guys scheduled to be free agents when the new league year begins. And I'm going to run them down quick. Eric Alexander will be a restricted free agent, so he could be restricted.
How many years does he need to be?
He doesn't have true accrued seasons.
Oh,
he's been around forever, but injuries, two games here, a game there.
Okay.
Hasn't reached the minimum. So he'll be a restricted free agent, as will Wesley Britt. Matt Cassel will be a free agent.
Unrestricted.
In theory, unrestricted, although we know the reports of the franchise tag. Roosevelt Colvin, unrestricted free agent. Heath Evans, unrestricted free agent. Jabbar Gaffney, unrestricted free agent. Chris Hansen, unrestricted. Rodney Harrison, unrestricted. Russ Hochstein, unrestricted. Larry Izzo, unrestricted. Lamont Jordan, unrestricted. Delta O'Neill, unrestricted. Lonnie Paxton, unrestricted. James Sanders, unrestricted. Lewis Sanders, unrestricted. Junior Seau, unrestricted. Kenny Big Smith, who spent the year on IR, unrestricted. Barry Stokes, who people may have forgotten, spent the year on IR, unrestricted. Tank Williams, unrestricted. Pierre Woods, restricted. And Mike Wright, unrestricted. And I will throw another name out there that I know has been reported. Ray Ventrone will be an exclusive rights free agent, which means he's essentially not a free agent because if they offer him a tender, he's back with the Patriots, cannot do anything with any other team. But those are the guys Patriots are going to have to consider. And we've talked about it, not an overly glamorous list, but you obviously have guys like your starting safety, James Sanders, Lewis Sanders, who was a versatile backup, Chris Hansen, your punter, Rodney Harrison, who, based on his own words, is expecting to talk with the New England media in the coming weeks for some sort of announcement of whether, I guess, he wants to be back or whether he could be retiring or where he stands in his rehabilitation process.
I would find it odd, you know, in Rodney's case specifically, why he would need to come and meet with the New England media and Moss, as he put it.
Randy Moss?
To, for any other reason other than to announce his retirement.
Right.
I mean, if he's continuing to play, I mean, your agent lets that be known to the teams, and someone signs you, and that, you know, I don't really see why you'd need to have a press conference with the New England media.
I would agree, but we'll have to keep an eye on the Harrison issue in the coming weeks. We'll keep an eye on all these free agents as they begin to potentially sign extensions moving forward or reach deals with the Patriots before they hit unrestricted or restricted free agency. We'll keep an eye on Josh McDaniel, Scott Pioli, Romeo Crennel, every other opening in the coaching staff and in the front office. Nick Caserio bumping up to replace a Pioli. Bill O'Brien bumping up to replace a McDaniels. Lots to talk about on the roster. Well, at least the bottom portion of the roster where they list the coaches. And for all that information, we'll be back here next Friday. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.